Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
While last year emerged, played better than many expected, our next guest can chime in on that. I know when we talked to him a lot of times last year about potentially overachieving, he did not agree with that. He felt that his team had high expectations. Talking about Bill Guerin, the Wild general manager, made the playoffs, very competitive seven-game series with Vegas. They fall in that seventh game, and like every team in sports, they have a number of changes. They open up the regular season tomorrow against Anaheim, and the GM is with us. Always a pleasure, sir. When you look at the team that you had, when everybody was healthy, finishing last year, do you think your team is as good, better, or you're not certain at this point?
Well, obviously, I think we're better. I do. I think we're deeper. I think we're we have a little more time under Dino, as a team to, it's good for him to have more time, like a full training camp, to kind of implement his systems, his game plan, and it seems like it's kind of taking effect. I guess the one thing I really am hoping for is a strong start. There are a lot of new faces, a lot of new things going on, so hopefully we can grasp it quickly and get off to a good start. But, we'll see how it goes. But I do believe in this group of players and this group of coaches.
So let's talk about your defensemen, because once you picked up Cole and Soucy continued to emerge last year, anybody who watched you guys knew that you had three sets that you would put out there and Dean would put out there under any circumstance, right? Obviously, there were exceptions on the power play. But outside of that, you knew that didn't manage what pair, late in the game, your own end of the ice. Obviously, three of those guys are gone. You made the decision on Suter, Soucy, through the expansion draft and free agency with Cole. Do you think your defense, even with those losses, is at that same level of last year?
I do. I really do. You know what? Those three guys did a lot for our team. It's always tough to see guys go. But you know what? You have to move on. I feel like we've, filled in those holes rather well. I mean, Alex Goligoski's been around this league for a long time. He's extremely mobile, versatile. He kills penalties, plays a power play, pretty much every situation. I think him and Spurgeon look really good together. And then, with Kulikov, Merrill, and Jordy Benn, I think that last pair is a different look than we've had, but it's definitely something that I feel can be very effective. And, like I said, it's always tough filling in the holes and replacing guys that you get used to, but that's part of the game. So we have to move on and we have to be better. I think we can be.
So let's stay with defense. One more question on that. Kalen Addison played a little bit for you last year, including the last playoff game. And I was really impressed. He's the Spurgeon size guy, but he also makes quick decisions. I didn't think he got overwhelmed. I know he's still young. When you were adding players and you knew you'd lost the guys, where did Addison fit in the mix, and how far away is he from being a regular player in the league?
Well, he could be a regular player right now. I mean, there's no question he can play. But like I said about Boldy, Rossi, Beckman, you know, and Addison, we don't need him to just play. We need him to be an impact player. And for that reason, he has to go down to Iowa and play more minutes than he would be playing in Minnesota, play all the different situations that he wouldn't be playing in Minnesota, just so when he's ready to be an impact player, we call on him and he is. You know, like I've said this a bunch, Chad, like we could take anybody and just have them play. Like they can all play. Like that's not the problem. It's being an impact player is what we need. That's why guys like Beckman and Rossi are all down there. So they can develop properly, get in all the high-pressured situations that we need them to be in up here. So it's part of the development process.
Boldy is in that same mix, and remind people, Wild General Manager Bill Guerin is with us. Boldy gets hurt. I think anybody who's watching the game thought, wow, this could be even longer. And I'm not saying 4 to 6 weeks isn't a long time. It looked like just if you're watching the game at the time, it could have been, you know, 6 months. But the way he had played in camp, was it the same thing for him where, you know what, we have high expectations for him. We felt even if he stayed healthy, we wanted him to go to Iowa and play a lot. Or had he showed enough where there was a chance he was going to make the team before the injury?
You know what? I don't really want to answer that question because it's not fair to Matt Boldy to comment when we haven't talked to him personally. What I will tell you is that we think a lot of Matt, and we thought he did well. And you know, our decision will come later on what his path is going to be. But you know, we do feel lucky that it wasn't worse than it is.
Let's talk about what was your. You're hinting, though.
I'm not hinting.
Let's talk about what was your most consistent and at times best line last year with Foligno, Greenway, and Erickson Ek. And I think anybody who follows Wild would say, well, if you just rolled back out with that line, it would make sense. They were so good. They ended up scoring, producing more points than people thought. And, I mean, they were out there in key situations all the time. You and Dean and the entire organization decide, at least at the start of the year, and, I mean, who knows, by the third period tomorrow night it could change, to move Erickson Ek up there with Zuccarello and Creel. How much of a internal debate was that, knowing when you have a line that is as good as that, that it's hard to give up on that when you're just trying to make the team better? I understand the intent is to make everything better, but when you have something that you know, is it hard to say, wow, we're going to try for now to see if we can expand this as opposed to just rely on how good they've been?
Yeah, I think you hit on it right there. We're trying to make the team better. We know that we can have that one line and we can always go back to that, but that's just one line. If we can make the entire team better or deeper with a move like this, then we have to take a look at it. You know, Ryan Hartman looks much more comfortable at the center position now. He's all healed up. He had a pretty serious thumb injury during last year, which hurt him on faceoffs and his shot and everything like that. So he's back to 100%. And I think with, you know, Foligno, Hartman, and Greenway, that looks really good too. And it gives Erickson Ek a chance to, you know, go kind of head-to-head offensively with other teams' top lines. And, you know, with his 200-foot game, that's a good option for us. So far it looks like a good mix.
Kevin Fiala is an offensively skilled player. Does he have enough offensive talent around him to bring out those skills?
Well, you know what, that is definitely a debate, and I think he does. I think Freddie Goodrow is a guy that will definitely help Kevin's defensive game as well. Victor Rask is going to get the nod to play left wing on that line, and I think Victor's got the capabilities of contributing offensively and helping Kevin. But yeah, definitely, that's something that we've thought of, is that we need to make sure that Kevin is surrounded by guys that can make plays, and we think with that line that he is.
Did you head up to Duluth with the lads the last few days?
I did, and it was awesome. We had a blast. I mean, what a great spot. We stayed at Larsmont, and the resort was just fantastic. We played Northland Country Club, and my God, what the views were great, and the greens were crazy. But we, you know what, the guys had a really good time, and it's important because the schedule nowadays and the way that things are, the way we travel, guys don't really get a chance to kind of let their hair down and be around each other in that many casual settings. So it was a lot of fun.
Northland is my favorite place in Minnesota. I love it. You're right. When you make that walk up the third green and you look back and you see Superior, or you're up there on staring at the 13th fairway when you come around on that dogleg left, it is just it's an amazing place. I hope everybody gets a chance to see it because it is the most unique, fantastic experience in golf in this state, in a state filled with great golf courses. Now, let me ask you on the team bonding situation. As somebody who was a part broadcasting for a team for 16 years and knows how often everybody's is together for 7, 8, 9 months, is there any part of the team bonding when you're saying, wait a second, we're going to be together all the time already? Now we're going to bond even more? Was there any joking about that a little bit?
Yeah, no, not really, because it's very rare that we're really all together. You know, there are injuries that leaves guys behind. There are, you know, like hockey ops guys are going off in a ton of different directions. You know, things happen. So this is where hockey operations, coaching staff, players, trainers, everybody involved is all able to be in one spot at one time. And then we kind of, you know, then you just kind of let life take its course. So we do spend a lot of time together, but not like that.
Bill Guerin is with us. Couple last questions. We'll let him go. The Wild start tomorrow in Anaheim. How much, Bill, do you typically travel during the season to the games?
Well, you know, it's kind of been weird for me, Chad, because I haven't really had too much of a normal path the last little while. So, my first year, I really needed to be around to see what was kind of happening with the team. The second year, obviously, COVID hit, and we couldn't go in and out of our bubble. So I've been traveling with the team more than I probably normally would. And, you know, I do like to get out and scout and see what's going on around the league and the amateur side of things. So I don't know. I'd probably say I'll be with our team probably 70% of the time.
Okay. Yeah, because everybody has a different philosophy in that. You know, some general managers want to be there the entire time. Others say that's up to the team and I want to step away. And I'm sure as a player, you saw multiple options the way general managers approached it.
Yeah, I have. And you know what? I think there's a time and place for me to be there and a time and place where I really do need to be other places. And, you know, it's they also need a break for me. The coaches need their space. They need to kind of hear other people's opinions and things like that. So it's good for me to take a break every once in a while and do some other things.
And what are those? When you want to take a break and do other things right now, what are you doing?
Oh, scouting. Like, that's it. Like, there's no other, like, I'm not going on vacation or anything like that.
Well, I didn't think that.
You know what?
It's hard to tell Craig Leopold, I'm going to Europe
for four
weeks. Could you send me the video?
I might be going to Europe, but it'd be for scouting purposes only and free agents and things like that. But it, you know what? The foundation of this whole business is scouting. And if you're not with your team, if you're not, you know, obligated to be doing something, you know, it kind of administration-wise, you're out scouting. You're seeing your own players, your own prospects, free agents, things like that, World Junior Tournament. All those things kind of come into play. And, you know, I like to have a good handle on that.
Last question, I'll let you go. This year is a success for the Wild. If what happens?
We need to make another step. If we make another step. I think we took a step in the right direction last year with that playoff series against Vegas because of the way we went out. And we went out, we fought back to a seventh game. We lost, but when we lost, we had multiple injuries that guys were playing with. We went out the right way as opposed to just kind of rolling over and dying. So we need to make another step.
And that means at least winning the series.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. We'll reach out again soon.
You got it. Thank you.
Bill Guerin, general manager of the Wild. The television dilemma involving the Wild and still the other teams in this town. Want to talk about that and get to a lot of serious items for probably the rest of the show starting at 1:30. Don't forget, we're still going to give you multiple more chances to win tickets to see the Rolling Stones before we're done. Do you have the stones to win the Rolling Stones? We'll set it up, so don't call in yet. But the TV dilemma when we come back. Listen, we're on radio, and this station has two teams with play-by-play. Twins and the Timberwolves. So we encourage you, anytime you can, to listen to those two teams. Wolves coming up next Wednesday. Twins done for who knows how long, Dan, with a labor stoppage looming soon. Yeah. But most people are going to consume this through television if they have the option. Problem is, have the option. So NHL, it became, I think, too much of an obsession, in my view. We got to get back on ESPN. We got to get back on ESPN. I don't think it's going to change it as much as others. Maybe I'll be wrong. Okay. But now they have ESPN and they have Turner. And what I think is really, really silly is the expectations people have because of what Turner has with Ernie Johnson, Chuck Barkley, Kenny Smith and Shaq, that all of a sudden their pregame show, just because they had the greatest pregame, halftime, postgame show ever with Sports TV. Nothing's close. Nothing is close to Inside the NBA. That because it's the same entity, that they're going to pull that off. Stop. Stop. First of all, the guy who drives it is Chuck. If you didn't have Barkley, it'd be fine. Okay? It'd be good. It'd be good. But Barkley makes it spectacular, and then everybody else is a little bit better. You don't find just Chuck Barkley's hanging around in all sorts of sports. So they need to stop with that and stop. Well, TNT did this. They do a lot of great things to accentuate those guys. There's a lot of really, really talented people who put them in creative spots. But if you don't have the individual, in this case Charles Barkley, let alone the other individuals, doesn't matter how good you are behind the scenes to make them. So stop with the TNT. Now, can they attempt to find people who are pretty good? They're not going to find Barkley. And can they show television and show the NHL a little bit different? Not crazy different. Because nobody really can do a crazy different. But so Wild fans, Twins fans, Wolves fans, Dan, they've already had their battle with Bally Sports. And it doesn't look like that's getting any better. And now you have the ESPN Plus situation where the Wild have, because of what happened last year, most anticipated season in a long time. And it's on ESPN Plus. ESPN Plus doesn't kill you. What is it? It's $5 a month, $6 a month. But guess what? For some, they're going to say, no. I have seven other streaming services, or I have two other streaming services, or you know what? I'm used to not paying for it, and I don't want to pay more. And some are going to say, I don't have the money. And it's this debate that we've been having for so long about where we're going with sports viewing, with the cable debate, the direct TV debate, the amount of money that they battle back and forth, and how much it hurts the audience, because you know Craig Leopold and Jim Polat and Glenn Taylor, they're not thrilled about this. By the way, they like the money they're getting up front, But I think this is going to become a bigger story throughout the year for Wild fans, depending on how many games it is, Dan, and especially if they get off to a good start. And people are going to go tomorrow. I mean, just check out Twitter tomorrow. I forget if it's a 9:40 start or a 9:10 start in Anaheim, where people are like, where's the game? And you may not have thought that NBC Sports brought it enough, and you're glad that ESPN has it, if it wasn't on Bally Sports, but you knew where you could find it. There's going to be a lot of people, and it's probably a demographic situation where it's like, wait a sec, ESPN Plus, wait, is that ESPN 3? No, that's not ESPN 3. And I think it's going to pop up, and I just think, I think this is going to be a part of our debate. It already has been for years. Do you see any signs this is slowing down?
Oh, no, it's definitely not slowing down. Where you're going to run in, where the rubber's ultimately going to hit the road is when the current sets of regional sports networks contracts with teams start coming up, right? I mean, when that's could be any time in the next, what, 3-5 years. Because especially in baseball terms, but with other, you know, other teams as well, they've built their revenue model off of enormous contracts with these regional sports networks. And there's no question that the viewership of those RSNs has dropped precipitously with all the people cutting cords, and with Bally's especially and Sinclair not being able to cut a deal with the two biggest streaming services that are out there. So that model is not sustainable. And so what the new model is going to be, I don't know. And they don't seem to either. You know, Bally's making a bunch of noise about a $25 a month subscription service. That's never going to fly. Leagues don't want to control it themselves either, because they want the revenue from the RSN. So where does that deal get struck? Where's the middle road in all of that? I have no idea at this point. And, of course, as usual, the people that are going to suffer are the fans.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a bigger pile of dough coming. You know, like in the NBA, they just signed another enormous deal at the national level.
Right.
But still locally, that is a dilemma, whatever it might be. I mean, think about the Dodgers. It hasn't been for years and years and years. Wherever their cable network is, people in L.A. haven't watched the Dodgers for 4 or 5, 6 years.
And yet they've still, the team's made how many billions of dollars off of, you know, the RSN revenue? So,
yeah. And, by the way, I think the Dodgers have been okay.
Yeah, they've done just fine.
And, you know, it's a lot of anger, rightfully so, if you have a pile of cash and you just can't figure out a way to divide it, and you're telling your audience, we can't get the product to you. And by the way, guess what? No matter the sport, no matter the team, this town or elsewhere, it's going to cost you even more if you go and decide to see the game in person.
Because the point of,
let's pause, give you weather. No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say the point of cord cutting was that people didn't want to pay the cable rates, right? Which were largely driven by ESPN, you know, being spread out over all of these customers and the RSNs. So to say now, well, we're not going to provide that to streaming customers, but you can hit this add-on for $15, $25 more. I mean, no, people are left that model. We're not going to just come back and add on more stuff. Right. It's never going to work.
What the hell is going on with people and guns at airports? Somebody needs to explain this to me. Another opportunity for you to win some Rolling Stones tickets when we jump into that conversation in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!